Crescent City in the county of Del Norte, will be featured in National Olympic news coverage this weekend. On Sunday, August 1st at 9 a.m., NBC Sports will air a documentary about the boat Camo May, a small boat ripped from Japan in the March 2011 tsunami that beached in California's northern Del Norte County 2 years later. The small training boat was traced to Takata High School in Rikuzen, Takata, Japan. Cayman News spoke with Lori Dangler, Emeritus Professor of Geology at Humboldt State University, who is featured in the documentary about when the boat washed up in Del Norte.
On April 7th in the evening, sheriff's deputies in Del Norte County observed some activity on the beach, went down there and found, you know, people around this boat that had beached. And the boat was just covered with these barnacles and other sea life. And it was very clear that this boat had been in the water for a long time. And the next day, I was called along with a few others to come up and take a look at it through our Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group network. And that was my introduction to Camo May. So 2 days later, I just posted some of the photos on their Facebook page. And that's really that, it was that pushing that first domino that made this incredible story happen. So the person that was monitoring the Facebook posts was an American, Amiya Miller, who had been born in Japan, spent the first 18 years of her life in Japan, was fluent in Japanese. In many ways, it was her first language. And she was volunteering as part of the disaster recovery, and she immediately recognized how significant this boat was.
At the same time, a group of Del Norte High School students decided that they wanted to raise money to send the boat back to Takata High School.
And so they start a little fundraising campaign and post a little video, and then Amiya facilitates a number of organizations in Japan and in the U.S. to basically fund the return. And in October of 2013, the boat is sent back as a result of sort of this incredible outpouring of thanks. The part of the community in Rikuzen, Takata, they invite the high school students to visit. And again, Amiya really facilitates that through the U.S. Embassy and through finds an organization to fund their travel. In February of 2014, six Del Norte high school students travel to Japan. And this is an incredible experience because these are kids that have, I don't believe any of them had traveled out of the country before. It was just an amazing experience for them. And so everyone was a little nervous as how it was going to work out. But it was just incredible because these kids, you know, pull out their phones and are communicating with one another and all become really close friends. And then the following year, a group of 14 students from the high school are invited to Crescent City. And this goes back and forth for several years. Then there are some other issues that sort of obviously COVID has interrupted the exchange. But as the student exchange develops, a relationship between city and county officials also begins to develop. And in 2018, Crescent City and Rikuzen Takata officially became sister cities. And that's pretty extraordinary because it's the first sister city agreement really anywhere in the world that was the result first of a tsunami and second because of a relationship that was developed among high school students.
NBC always chooses at least one story to highlight a special relationship between the host country and the United States. The 23-minute NBC CamoMate documentary features the remarkable similarities between Rikuzen Takata and Crescent City. Both are small cities far from commercial centers and have had economic challenges in the decades before the tsunami. Both are dependent upon fisheries and timber industries. Both are renowned for rugged coastlines and spectacular scenery, and both share similar earthquake and tsunami hazards. The airing of CamoMate is scheduled for 9 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday, August 1st on NBC. The time may change depending upon event coverage and other news events. The documentary can also be viewed for free on NBC's Peacock TV streaming service. In other tsunami-related news, small tsunami waves were measured along the Humboldt County coast following an 8.2 earthquake in Alaska's Aleutian Islands on Wednesday, July 28th.
So we were never put into an alert category because it was pretty clear after an hour or so that this was not going to be a large enough tsunami to be concerned about. So that's good, and it's nice to have our tsunami warning system tested. But one of these days, we're going to have an earthquake in a more populated area, or one that's big enough to produce a significant tsunami that is going to affect populated areas. So we got to be careful not to go, earthquakes, tsunamis, I don't need to worry about them because they're not causing any damage. Well, the next one might.
To learn more about tsunami preparedness, go to the Redwood Coast Tsunami Workgroup webpage at rctwg.humboldt.edu.